This is Apollo Control, 18 hours, 37 minutes, ground elapsed time. Apollo 14 crew still asleep at this time. The clock on the front screen of Mission Control here showing an awake time 7 hours, 22 minutes from now. Some velocity and distance figures. Distance out from Earth, 83,399 nautical miles. Velocity, 5,917 feet per second. To recap the past 7 or 7.5 hours of the Gold Team tenure here in Mission Control, the shortly after the shift of flight controllers under Flight Director Jerry Griffin came in, the crew was given a go to set up passive thermal control, the barbecue mode of stabilizing the thermal response of the spacecraft by rotating about its x-axis. This took a little while to set up, and they had to make two attempts of it. Rusa asked if it wouldn't be all right to stow the probe, which had been under examination in the spacecraft, back in the tunnel attached to the drogue. And everyone agreed that was the ideal place to stow it rather than have it rattling around in the cabin. All attempts on board the spacecraft and here in Mission Control with a training model of the probe and drogue to duplicate the malfunction of the latches failing to engage, all of these attempts failed because it worked every time. The crew requested that they go to sleep earlier than called for in the flight plan, and they started their sleep period at about 15 hours, 30 minutes ground elapsed time with a brief exchange conversation between Stu Rusa and spacecraft communicator Fred Hayes about 15 minutes after. Prior to going to sleep, there was a brief flurry of high flow rates in the oxygen system in the spacecraft environmental control system. It was discovered that it was caused perhaps by valves in the waste management system bleeding the pressure overboard and causing higher flow rate in the oxygen system. But this was corrected without too much difficulty. Passive thermal control was set up. The crew made their consumables report of propellants remaining, amp hours in the batteries, all the usual standard stuff called for in the flight plan prior to sleep. And that they did begin their sleep period at ground elapsed time of 15 hours, 30 minutes. And at 18 hours, 40 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.